You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today, we have with us Pastor Kent Barwick. He's been the pastor of Colquitt Free Will Baptist Church in Colquitt, Georgia, for almost 20 years. And he's our speaker on Tuesday night of the National Convention. He's talking about reaching those who are hard to reach from John chapter 4. So, Pastor Kent, thank you for joining us today, my friend.
Yes, sir. Glad to be with you, Brother Eddie. Looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to you being with us. We're looking forward to being together in Birmingham. And share with us how you've been preparing for this important message on Tuesday evening of the convention.
Well, one thing I've been doing is I gave way to the temptation to look at some of the sermons that I've already preached on this passage. And so I got away from that quickly. My prayer is that God would give me a fresh, not an additional message to it, but something that maybe I didn't pick up first two or three times through it, because we get so familiar with a passage, especially like John 4, that we just rush through it. And I think sometimes we miss some very important stuff because it's such a familiar passage.
Oh, so true. And really, it's a passage for us today, isn't it? Just such a critical issue.
It is so applicable to today. One thing I've noticed about Jesus in this passage is that he is not restricted to a set of outreach methods. We have to be so flexible in how we're willing to reach people if we want to reach the people that are very difficult to reach.
Excellent. Excellent. So it even surprised his disciples a little bit that he's talking to the Samaritan woman. And he was proactive about it, wasn't it? In other words, he had to go to Sychar.
Yeah, he had to go there. And it's interesting to me that he did some of his most effective work when his disciples were absent. And so sometimes, and I'm careful to say this stuff, but sometimes the Lord can really do some good stuff if we, his disciples, will get out of his way.
Oh, that's good, Brother Kent. That's very good. So you're going through, you went through your old sermons a little bit. You're trying to look at this passage with fresh eyes. What can we do to pray for you as you prepare to give this message?
I think pray that we don't read this text or preach this message as if it does not apply to us. It's so easy to look at a woman who's been married five times, living in common law relationship, and then walk away and say, well, you know, that doesn't apply to us. And our sins may be different, but Jesus had to die for us. When he saved me and you, it was no walk in the park. That was a challenge as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so one of the things we ask all of our speakers is, can you give us a little sneak peek? Can you give us a little bit of what you'll be speaking of? You've already alluded to that, but is there any other sneak peek business you might provide us this morning?
Well, preaching from the perspective of Jesus reaching the hard to reach people, I think we're going to be surprised to find out who all are hard to reach people. It's not just this woman at the well, believe me.
Oh, that's great. Good job. Well, thank you, Kent. We appreciate you taking the time to prepare for the message, taking the time to speak with us today. And we're really excited about seeing you in Birmingham in a couple of weeks. Any parting thoughts before we close off today?
Just so thankful for the opportunity. I'm looking forward to it. And please do not discount the value of prayer. I would not want to do this without people praying for me.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, my brother. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Brother Eddie. God bless you.
We appreciate all you, our listeners. So we encourage you to share this important message with others. Encourage folks to join us in Birmingham. And remember, when we truly do work together, we are better together for the cause of Jesus Christ.